95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. We are the one. Joining us now in our studios is the Dundas City Administrator, Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Happy summer.
Yeah.
Almost over. Yeah. Dundas City Council met last night. You had a regular meeting scheduled, and let's talk about some of the things that went on there. We've talked with some officials about the NAFRS agreement. You have the joint powers and all the joints in the powers that are powerful. All the powerful joints have to sign on to this. And Dundas being one of those, you talked about it and improved the NAFRS budget for 2021.
2022.
Excuse me.
Yep. Both the operating budget and the capital expenditure or capital equipment budget. Yep.
Were there any concerns or anything from the Dundas end as far as what they're getting for their services? How much are they paying?
No, not at all. The budget has stayed pretty much flat in terms of the operating budget from 2021 to 2022. So there's no concern there. We talked a little bit about capital equipment and how we budget internally in Dundas for those expenditures. And we save up over a period of time because, as you can well imagine, those pieces of equipment are, you know, many hundreds of thousands of dollars, and our share of that can be an impact to a smallish community like Dundas. So we just put money away every year so we can avoid those big spikes in our budget.
Mm-hmm. And is that just money set aside from the general fund then, or do you have a different funding mechanism for that?
Yep, it's just through the general fund.
Okay. Janelle Teppin, once again with us. Anything else about NAFRS?
No, the mayor touched on, gave an update to the rest of the council on the organizational review that NAFRS is undertaking right now.
Mm-hmm.
So all the board members are going to be interviewed, as well as other stakeholders and fire personnel involved in that. So looking forward
all right.
to that.
Okay. The urban and rural districts, you have both urban and rural. In the same city.
Yeah, wow. We do. We have two parcels that are included in the Rural Service District, and they are agricultural in nature right now, and we foresee, and so do the property owners, foresee those parcels remaining as agricultural for some period of time into the future.
Mm-hmm.
State statute allows cities the ability to classify urban service districts and rural service districts within the same city. And so we have those two parcels classified as rural service districts. They're taxed at a lower rate because they don't draw on services like the developed part of the community does.
So are those still used as agriculture?
They are.
Okay.
They are. And should at some point in the future they be platted and permits are requested for development, that's when they come off or out of that rural service district and then be classified as urban service district. State statute requires that the council confirm that mechanism, that, you know, that scenario annually. So I don't know if the statute has changed over the years, but this was the first time that the council has seen it since 2000.
Okay.
So it was good just to bring them up to speed on, you know, these two parcels within the city and how they're classified, and just to notify them that they will be seeing this on an annual basis now.
All right. Once again, Janelle Teppin with the City of Dundas, the Dundas City Administrator, talking with us right now. Boy, kind of a quiet meeting last night. That was, I don't know if you had anything else on the regular agenda, anything else you'd like to discuss about what's going on in Dundas?
We had a work session scheduled at the end of that regular agenda then, just a second review of the general fund budget, proposed general fund budget for 2022. Council has to adopt that by September 30th, and as I'm sure you and all of your listeners have heard before, those levies are set in September. They can't go up, but they can always go down by the time the final levy is adopted in December. So the council had seen it at their last meeting in July. That was the first time they saw it. Brought it back to them last night for any additional questions. And in the meantime, we had kind of adjusted some of the numbers, some of the revenue categories. We upped based on actual numbers. And so we were, able to drop that general fund proposed levy just by a couple percentage points.
I've talked to a number of people over the course of really, this summer about some of the taxes that have gone up. And it seems that valuation really has played a key role in that. Are you seeing the property value increases?
Absolutely. Valuation always plays a role every single year.
And so that plays a role on maybe the levy going down a little bit. Will any idea where that might land yet?
We have proposed a 10.5% increase to the general fund levy. And as I've explained before, you know, in a smaller community like Dundas, that nets the city about $129,000 in additional revenue for 2022. We have an additional public works assistant position proposed for 2022. We feel that we've grown to a size where we need that additional position in terms of public works and parks projects that just keep getting delayed and delayed. We are budgeting for EDA dollars next year, and that comes out of the general fund levy. That's going to be the first time that the city has levied for economic development dollars, and that nets the city about $37,800. So, yes, it sounds like a big percentage increase, but when you look at what it actually nets the city, it's not that much.
All right. Once again, Janelle Teppin with us. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here?
They did my performance review last night.
Oh, yes. That was the one thing I didn't
write
down.
They went into closed session. Okay. My second performance review with the city, and happy to report that they think that I met all their expectations this past review period. So I told them that we would be setting more priorities in the next couple of months in terms of what they seek from me in my position over the course of the next year. So looking forward to that.
All right. Some guidance. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
you. Certainly appreciate it. And we'll look to talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
All right. Thanks Jeff. Janelle Teppin from, once again, the city of Dundas, their city administrator. We've got Rich standing by, local news headlines, and Jim with traffic. That's coming up.
Are you looking for a